In 1823, there was a delegate sent out from New York, and he found a worshiping congregation in Jeffersonville who gladly welcomed him. That's out of this history book. The congregation was formed in 1836 officially by Jackson David Kemper, who was the missionary bishop to the Northwest Territory. This guy had a diocese that included Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri, and somewhere else, and I can't remember right offhand. It was all over the place. And he had to cover it by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you can tell that the steamboats ran down the river. There's a parish in Lawrenceburg, a parish in Madison,
mm-hmm.
parish here, parish in New Albany, parish at, there was a parish at Leavenworth, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
There was one at Cannleton,
mm-hmm.
and then Evansville,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Mount Vernon. So that's the route of the steamboat, and they all were within a year or two of each other.
Ooh.
I think we were the third oldest in the diocese. We were formed in 1836, August 14th to be exactly. They first met in the basement of the old city hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that that was the city hall that's what is now called Preservation Station.
Okay.
That's where it was located. And shortly thereafter, they moved to a small building on Spring Street. And we believe that building was right about where that new building that's got Coffee Crossing and the new Washington Bank right there at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We believe it was up a little ways from there.
Okay.
From there, they moved to a building on Chestnut Street in the 100 block West Chestnut. And it would have been on the north side of the street. Well, the street department's by. Anyway, they were there till 1865 when they moved to Mulberry Street. And they bought the building that was used as a chapel at Camp Joe Holt, which was a Civil War camp over around Clarksville. And they moved the building up on Mulberry Street. And they occupied that until they moved here. And that would have been they occupied this building in 1894. Cornerstone was laid in 1892. They sold the Mulberry Street Church to a black congregation. And 2 or 3 years later, the railroad came through and took it out on that side of the street.
Ooh.
That's where the trestle was.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1894, they moved here. Ooh. Initially, the parish hall was completed first, and they were worshiping in the parish hall until the church building was completed, and it was completed in late 1894. The rectory was built in December of 1894. And according to this little history I read in here, it was the fastest built rectory in the Diocese of Indiana. Cost $4,250. And Captain Howard undertook building it.
Okay.
Arthur Loomis was the designer.
But he built the...
He was also the designer of the church.
Okay.
And we've operated on this corner ever since 1894.
Okay.